Benjamin Netanyahu, he arrived late to New York because of the escalation between Israel and Hezbollah in recent days. He spoke on Friday morning, and he said he kind of doubled down on everything he's been saying recently. He struck a very strong tone against Iran, against its proxies in the Middle East, including Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah in Lebanon, and the Houthis in Yemen. And his bottom line was, we are winning the war against Gaza. And he said he's fighting a war on six fronts, not just in Gaza, but against Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Houthis in Yemen, now in the West Bank also, and directly against Iran in a way, because he said they attacked him, you know, they attacked Israel for the first time in April. But he reassured everyone that he is winning. And he said this is a battle of good and evil, between good and evil. And Israel is the good and those guys are the evil, and that the international community should get on board with Israel. And he was very critical of the UN community, of the, you know, the member states, because always there's very strong support in the 193 General Assembly members for the Palestinians. There have been many resolutions over the years, and quite recently in the past year, that, for instance, have called for Israel to stop settlements, that have called for Israel to stop the war in Gaza, to have a ceasefire, to let more aid in, and so on. And he said that basically all these things come out of a place of anti-Semitism against Israel, and he called the UN a swamp of anti-Semitic bile. And the Deputy Secretary General was sitting on the dais listening to his speech.
And Margaret, the big elephant in the room, Sudan, one of the warring generals, Burhan, at the UN General Assembly. Talk to us a little about that.
Yeah, he addressed the General Assembly on Thursday, and Thursday evening in New York, he gave a small press conference. We were there, and he spoke about the Rapid Support Forces, his rival, you know, General Hemedti, and he said that first he said he wants to end the war, and that without preconditions. He said, keen to stop the war and restore peace and security without preconditions. He was very clear that he would not sit with his rival unless the RSF forces are pulled back, pulled out. And he said that he did not go to Switzerland in August because he didn't like how the invitation was sent to him. You know, there was that conference that the Americans and the Saudis co-hosted in Geneva, and he didn't attend, but the RSF did. And he said that he wasn't invited as the head of state of Sudan. He was invited personally, in a personal capacity. And I guess he was offended by that because he sees himself as the de facto ruler of Sudan. And he was indeed recognized as such by standing on the General Assembly stage on Thursday. So he also, which I thought was interesting, and I've seen his ambassador do it here at Security Council meetings as well, he's been downplayed the situation of hunger in Sudan. You know, it's a massive, massive food crisis. Famine declared in parts of Darfur. There's 14 other hotspots in the country where risk of famine in the coming months. He said that the food gap is there, but it has not reached the level of famine yet. So I think that the UN and the World Food Program and international food monitors who say when there's famines, who declare them, you know, monitor the criteria, might disagree with him on that.